This episode of the New Jack Safe Space podcast is brought to you by the only newjack.com. The only newjack.com is New Jack's official website where you can get 8x10s and books all autographed by New Jack himself. Not to mention, future episodes of these podcasts will be streaming on the site. So head on over to onlynewjack.com. It is the best place to interact with the hardcore gangster New Jack. Now, I am the Tommy Thomas. Most of y'all don't know me. I work behind the scenes for a lot of wrestling promotions, including PWX, ROH, New Japan Pro Wrestling. I work behind the scenes with StarCast as well as WrestleCon. But this podcast is not about me. That's just y'all trying to, or me introducing myself to y'all. This podcast is about the man sitting across from me, the hardcore gangster, or I'm sorry, the hardcore icon, the original gangster. The one and only New Jack. Jack, for those of them that are watching this at home that don't know who you are, please tell them just a little bit about yourself.
I'm the original gangster, the baddest motherfucker to ever get in a goddamn ring. And yes, I've committed a bunch of assaults, and I'll keep doing it as long as I'm in the ring.
A bunch of assaults? Like, how many?
In the ring, 5.
Outside of the ring.
20.
God damn.
And this is New Jack Safe Space Podcast. It's called Safe Space because it's a safe space for you. Fuck the rest of these guys. Fuck them. It's not safe for them. It's safe for you, right?
No, it's a safe space for the fans to come and interact with me. You know what I mean? It's like all this shit going on with the fucking virus and all this other shit. You know what I mean? It's like this is where you can come and join me, talk to me, buy my shit. You know what I mean? I sell you my book, sell you pictures, the whole nine. And we can just interact once a week.
And, of course, they can buy that book and buy those pictures at theonlynewjack.com, the official website of New Jack. So for those of you that haven't been up to date with New Jack, Jack, you've been brought back to mainstream relevance with Dark Side of the Ring. We just got to know, how did they approach you for that?
They contacted me through my agent, which is Bill Behrens, and they were like, we're interested in doing a spot with you on Dark Side. And I had no idea what Dark Side was. I just thought it was like another DVD I'd be doing, and then, you know, just some shit to go up on the shelf, everybody collected and whatever. But they had a limo to come pick me up at home, and they took me to Winston-Salem, went to the studio, and we started shooting, and I knew it was something different. It was something totally different.
Like, you knew it was different? Had you seen any of the episodes before?
No. No, I never watched it.
Not a one. Have you, outside of your episode, have you seen any episodes that have that they've done?
After they showed my episode, I went back and I watched Kerry Von Erich, and that was, the Von Erichs would say it. I almost cried.
Yeah, that one was probably one of the biggest tragedy episodes. But did you watch any of the other ones that they did?
Yeah.
Which ones did you watch?
What was the one when they had the boxing?
Oh, the Brawl for All one?
Yeah, I saw that. I thought it was the fucking shits. I saw that.
Could you kick all of those guys' ass in the Brawl for All?
With a knife, yeah.
With a knife? No, I'm talking about straight up. Just
you. No, fuck that. I don't fight fair. I'm fighting with a knife.
God damn.
I ain't letting the motherfucker beat on me. I'm fighting with a knife.
I think you could take Bart Gunn.
I could take him, but I stab him. Fuck that. I'm stabbing.
Okay, okay, we're going.
Fuck what you think. I know it's a knife will win. I'm stabbing the shit out of that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck.
Did you end up watching the Benoit episode?
Yeah, I saw that shit.
That shit, like, what'd you think?
I don't like Chris Benoit.
Was it beforehand, or was it due to your...
After what he did with Nancy, you know what I mean? I never really spoke to him too much at ECW. You know what I mean? But for him to go and do what he did to his family, that just did it for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even fuck what nobody says. People go back and they talk about how good of a wrestler he was and he was a good guy and all the other shit. Suck my dick. You killed your fucking family. You understand? you murdered your wife, you murdered your son, and then you put a towel around your neck so your neck wouldn't get bruised to hang yourself. You know what I mean? So he don't mean shit to me. I hope that motherfucker get ate up by fucking maggots. I don't give a fuck about Benoit. And to the fans that like Benoit, suck my dick.
Fucking right, man. Did you? So you think that they did not do her enough justice?
No, they didn't, because I had actually forgotten that she was married to him. And they kept saying professional wrestler Chris Benoit and his wife, Nance, and his wife were found dead. And it took me about a week to realize who his fucking wife was, because it didn't click. But then once it did, I was like, he killed Nancy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck him.
Do you think that they should have talked more about her or less about him?
Yeah, she made him. She made him. Nancy was around way before he was. He was probably still in high school when she was on WCW. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah, she meant a lot. She meant more to the business than him any day of the week.
Now, the executive producer for this is Chris Jericho. Have you seen any of his work as of late?
No.
Do you watch any wrestling as of late?
No.
None?
I don't watch it at all.
No.
I catch shit on YouTube. And I usually end up going from watching videos on YouTube to watching backyard wrestling with the light bulbs and the guns and knives and sticks and bricks and fucking bottles.
The shit that you innovated.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll watch that, but I don't watch fucking – I wouldn't waste my time on turning on my goddamn TV to watch fucking wrestling, because wrestling on TV today sucks.
So have you heard about AEW? Are you aware that there's another promotion that is not the WWE in existence right now?
I heard about them, and somebody sent me a clip of one of the guys putting me over about 2 weeks ago when he was like, the hardcore people that's out there, what, da, 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 and he mentioned New Jack. You know what I mean? So I was like, I was flattered.
Now, oh, sorry, headset went out. Gotta fix the headset. So with all the new wrestling, you haven't seen a bit of it. You have no idea what's going on with the market. They're wrestling in a bubble right now. Like, there's like a thing that they call the Thunderdome, and they have fans on video boards, and that's how all the fans interact with the guys in the ring now. Could ECW and your career have worked in the Thunderdome, not with the fans being in attendance?
No. No, it would never work.
Do you think most of your appeal was the fact that you were so interactive with the fans?
Yeah, and like I said, today wrestling is the shit. I mean, it's garbage. Vince McMahon has single-handedly destroyed wrestling. It is fucking garbage. And everybody's trying to follow suit, and they're still trying to chase him to see what can we come up with that's more fucking retarded than what we just saw on TV last week.
What was there a moment that you can think of that made you turn it all off? Just anything in particular?
The last time I watched WWE was when Spike Dudley was on there. So that should tell you.
Oh, was Spike one of your boys?
Yeah.
Okay. But, and you just didn't like the way he was treated, or?
I just want to see him make a debut. I just want to see him come on TV. And he was cool with me.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Now, since you've been about tongue-tied.
That's right. Tongue-tied, and it's always twisted.
Twisted.
Wetfully webbit.
Since you've been brought back into the mainstream conscious, what's been the coolest shit to happen to you since then?
People are buying my book.
Fucking right, and you can buy that book at theonlynewjack.com. We're going to plug your fucking website like 50 more times before this thing.
Good. I want them to. I want you to.
This whole podcast is just basically an advertisement for the website.
Yeah.
That's this whole thing.
That's good.
Now, has there been any talk to you about doing anything with AEW or WWE or anything mainstream or with any pro wrestling right now? Or are you just good being New Jack?
I'm fine. I got other projects going on right now, so I'm fine. WWE, AEW, they can all kiss my ass. I'm fine. I got shit going on right now that's just, like, unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Are you at liberty to discuss it?
No. Not right now.
Okay.
I wish I could, but I can't right now.
Okay.
But trust me, the bank account is full.
Is it fuller than it's ever been?
Yeah.
I like how you thought about it. You're like, you know what? Let me see how much I made over the years. Let me count this out.
Yeah. And I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break to talk about theonlynewjack.com. Onlynewjack.com. Tell them about your website, man. I mean, I know they can get 8x10s. Can they interact with you on there?
I do a thing called Safe New Jack Safe Space.
Outside of the podcast, of course.
Yeah. Between Thursday and Saturday nights, I usually put it up, you know, on Facebook and Instagram. But I got kicked off Twitter.
Wait, hang on. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to cut you off, but how the fuck did you get kicked off Twitter? They let anybody – Donald Trump has a fucking Twitter still. How the fuck did they kick you off of Twitter?
I posted a fucking – I retweeted a picture of Al Pacino snorting coke in a movie. In a fucking movie, Scarface.
I mean, that's on brand with you. I feel like they shouldn't be that shocked that you posted a picture of someone snorting powder.
Right. And they suspended my account.
For posting a picture.
A picture of a movie. A guy in a movie doing a movie scene.
Are you sure you didn't threaten the Twitter people?
No. I swear to God, I did not. They saw that fucking picture got me banned from Twitter.
Man, fuck Twitter.
That's what I say. Fuck them.
Are you like, is the account suspended for good or what? Are you going back? Have they told you anything?
Every time my wife tried to get back on it, it's just still saying suspended.
Okay, so we're going to, fans, if you're listening to this or watching this, however you're taking this in, fucking at Twitter. And what should the fans tell Twitter?
Huh?
What should the fans tell fucking Twitter, the company of Twitter, to get your back, like to get you back on Twitter?
I don't care, man. I don't give a fuck about Twitter. I give less than two fucks about Twitter. Twitter can kiss my ass. Twitter ain't made me no money.
Well, we're gonna hope that the onlynewjack.com makes you some money. You can head over there and buy 8x10s as well as a copy of New Jack's book, and you will autograph it, signing whatever the fuck they want put on it.
Exactly.
Like, what's the shittiest thing anyone's ever asked you to sign or put on something?
Somebody asked me to kill his wife.
Wait, he wanted you to sign?
He wanted me to sign to my wife, I'm going to kill you, bitch, next time I see you.
God dang.
Happy birthday.
That is the best birthday gift anybody could ever imagine.
I love you, honey.
I love you, honey. I'm going to send New Jack after you.
Yeah.
We also have another sponsor that you're wearing the shirt for the sponsor right now, HighSpots.com. HighSpots.com, of course, you can go over there if you're a wrestler, a promoter, or even a fan. HighSpots.com has every single thing that you need, including we can make stuff, including some bomb-ass jackets.
Hey, wait a jacket.
Can someone grab that jacket? Do we have the ECW jacket?
I think my wife got it.
I mean, just can set up the jacket for them. Set up the jacket for those at home that aren't seeing it right now.
Ask my wife, where is it? Turn left.
Yeah, go ahead and tell the fans at home about the jackets.
It's a jacket that we did in ECW back in the day.
Like, it was just, was it a jacket just for the boys?
Or yeah. What? And my daughter kept the one I gave her. You can't find it?
We can't find them.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. They'll come back. They'll eventually be back.
My daughter kept the one that I gave her. So she sent me a picture. And she was like, Dad, you like my jacket? I was like, you little bitch. Quick, give me that jacket. And she was like, I ain't giving you my jacket. I'm like, come on, man. Let me have the jacket. So I had to bargain with her. You know what I mean? To get my jacket. So I had to have other copies made, and when they made other copies, then I got where I could send her back that one. So I'm mailing her back hers this week.
And now you got yours ready.
I got mine.
And all custom made by HighSpots.com. Michael and the good folks over at HighSpots will they'll get you custom jackets made if you really need custom jackets made.
Yeah.
We can't do the original ECW logo. That's only you, though. We're not going to do that shit for other people.
No.
No, fuck that. They don't get the original logo. We also have one more sponsor Cameo.com/NewJack187. New Jack, you're on fucking Cameo?
Yes. And I'm posting shit every night. Every night. Jack, tell my wife you're going to fuck her up. Tell my best friend you're going to cut his dick off. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's like, Jack, I want you to come to my birthday party. I got a kid that meet me in Greensboro Thursday for dinner.
Like, he's taking you out to dinner. He's coming to pick you up like this is a date.
Yes.
Are you going to put out?
I ain't spending shit. He's taking me and my wife out to a restaurant, and we're going to go and drink and have something to eat and drink and sit around, and I'll just be bullshitting him and just talking to him and like, what the fuck is this shit? You know what I mean?
Do you have a story lined up to tell him just to blow his fucking mind?
No.
No, you're just going to go with it? Go with the flow?
The story to blow his mind will see me get out of the car and walk up to him. That will blow his mind.
Hell yeah. Hell's yeah.
I ain't got to make up no fucking story for him. He's driving all the way from fucking Winston-Salem. He's coming to see me. So that's going to blow his mind.
That's a real life cameo.
Yeah.
That's a real life cameo. But if you can't make it all the way to New Jack and you want to get a video of New Jack, cameo.com/NewJack187 and the original gangster himself will tell you some wild ass shit on your cameo.
Yeah.
All sorts of wild shit. He's unfiltered, but this is welcome back to New Jack Safe Space. See, that's how quick these plugs are. We just knock them out.
Right.
Hopefully the sponsors pay up or else we send you after them.
Right. No, I got that's the kind of shit that put me in jail again. They ain't trying to get me to go to jail.
Well, I wanted you to.
I ain't going after nobody. If they don't want to pay the money, then fuck it. Just go to the next guy. I get it from the next guy. You trying to get me locked up?
I'm trying to get you to 21. You're at 20. I want you to get to 21. I want you to break the Undertaker streak. That's what I want you to go for.
Okay.
We're gonna be covering a little bit of ECW. Not much. We are going to talk about your time leaving ECW. Everybody knows about your time in it. They know about the dives. They know about mass trans. They know all that shit. They can watch any fucking DVD that you've done about that. We want to talk about you leaving the company. So to get it to the ending, we got to start at the beginning. How did you meet Paul Heyman?
Al Snow told me, They knew that my run was almost up. Well, me and Mustafa's run was almost up in Smoky Mountain. So Al Snow was like, Jack, there's a company based out of Philly. They run every weekend. He said, that's where y'all should go. And he said, ECW. I had never heard of them. So I was like, all right. I'm like, what's the deal? He said, Todd Gordon and Paul Lee runs it. And you would fit in perfect if you call, you get him a call. So Al Snow gave me Todd Gordon's phone number, and I called Todd. And then Todd put me in touch with Paul Lee, and they was like, we need you to come up here in 2 weeks. Well, I still had 3 weeks to go in Smoky Mountain, but I knew my run was up in Smoky Mountain. So I was like, I told Cornette, I said, Cornette, they offered me a deal, and I said, it's a lot of money involved. I said, I'm going to go ahead and leave. He's like, oh, Jack, we still got 3 weeks of taping. I said, no. I said, we just doing house shows. I'm just doing jobs for Dirty White Boy and Tracy Smothers. You know what I mean? So he was like, okay, well, if you got to leave, you got to leave. I'm like, well, hopefully no bad feelings. But there were bad feelings.
On your part or on him?
Cornette was pissed at us. You know what I mean? So I was just like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I'm leaving. I'm done. I've been here a year and I had fun and it's enough of this shit, and I'd have been locked up and going to jail for cussing at fans and all this kind of awful shit. So I was ready to go.
And you arrive in Philly what year?
95.
Was it a good 95?
Yeah.
So, like, was leaving Smoky Mountain and joining ECW the highlight of that year?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what was your relationship with Paul? Were you closer with Paul or were you closer with Todd?
I was closer with Todd. Me and Todd, me and Paul Lee was business. You know what I mean? We were straight business. We were strictly business. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, whatever business we had to do, we did it. But when it came down to the after party, going to the hotel, getting high, and doing drugs, then that's where Todd Gordon came in. Sorry, Todd. But that's where Todd came in. So we would always go to the hotel, just get high and drink, do drugs, all kind of shit. You know what I mean? And that's what we did.
So Todd was definitely the fun one who, you like, if you had an issue with the company, you'd go to him.
Yeah.
Did you, if you ever had an issue, what was it?
When I had an issue with Paul Lee, I'd go to Paul Lee.
Okay.
I didn't go to Todd because I knew Paul Lee was writing the checks. So I'd go to Paul Lee. And I'm like, look, I got a problem. You want me to start diving off shit? Pay me. I'm like, I ain't doing this shit for free. You know what I mean? It ain't just going to be part of the act. It's going to be, you got to fucking pay me. And he agreed to it. You know, he was like, well, Jack, I understand what you're doing. You're risking your life and this, that, and the other, blah, 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 all this other bullshit up the ass with no grease. Just what the fuck ever. I'm like, just fuck you. Just pay me. So he started paying me.
Like, big increase? Or, like, were you, clearly you're happy with it. But was it holy shit, I can't believe he overshot it? Or
I bought a house.
Hell yeah. This house?
No.
Okay. So you bought multiple houses.
Yeah.
So that was, but that ECW paycheck got you that house. Where was the first house at?
Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yep.
Great fucking city. It was a great fucking city. Now, you're at ECW. Eventually, your time starts coming to an end. What was the start of New Jack going, I'm going to leave ECW?
Basically, the writing was on the wall. Paul Lee started booking shows that didn't make no goddamn sense. You know what I mean? The angles he was booking, they didn't make no sense. He was just in a corner with a pad. Him versus him. He wins. Next match. And everybody was like, what the fuck?
Was there any in particular moment, like, just that stands out to you where you're just like, holy shit, I can't believe he put that on a fucking piece of paper?
Paul Lee came out one night and he said, we got a new TV deal out of L.A. He said, and I'm going to L.A. and I'm not coming back until I got the deal signed. Do you remember that movie they did called Rollerball?
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible movie.
That's what he was going out to L.A. for. To do Rollerball. He wasn't giving a fuck about us. And I was the first one to jump ship. I was like, I see this shit coming. I'm like, I don't need this bullshit no more. I'm done. So I left and I went to XPW.
Now, you said you saw the bullshit on the wall. You talked about Paul kind of checking out. Do you remember the day you decided to leave? Do you remember that last show?
The day I decided to leave was I was in Manhattan on my way to Queens. And Paul Lee called me and he said, Jack, where are you? I said, I'm in Manhattan.
Now, is that a common thing for him to call you before a show to find out where you're at?
No. I said, I'm in Manhattan. He says, well, don't come to Queens yet. We got an issue. I said, what? He said, well, one of the security guys said that you hit on his girlfriend, I'm sorry, on his daughter at the last show, and he's a little pissed off about it. And I was like, which one was that? And he was like, just don't come to the show yet. I'm like, no, fuck you. You owe me money. I'm coming to get my money. If nothing else, I'm coming to get my money. I drove up to Queens. I pull up in the parking lot. And the security guy is walking across the parking lot. What's up, New Jack? I said, what's up?
Like the security guy who he said had beef with you.
Yeah.
Just to set it up, white guy or black guy?
White.
White guy? Yeah. Big, small, like big. Like a big old burly motherfucker?
He wasn't burly, but he was tall.
Do you think you could take him in a fight?
Yeah.
With or without a knife?
I know for sure with. So I said, do you have a problem with me? He was like, what are you talking about? I said, Paulie said we had heat because I hit on your daughter at the last show in New York, and you had a problem with me. He said, Jack, if you hit on my daughter, he said, I probably wouldn't like it, and we probably would have a problem. He said, but the problem is I don't have any kids.
Wait, so this security guard, who Paul Heyman has said wants to fuck you up when he sees you, is on site for fucking with his daughter.
Right.
Doesn't even have a fucking kid.
Nope.
What's next?
I get out of the car. I go upstairs. Paul's like, Jack, what are you doing? I'm like, no, fuck you. I said, give me my goddamn money.
Did he even reference the security guard at that point?
No. I was like, fuck you, give my money. He was like, Jack, can we work this out? Can we talk about it later? I was like, no, we're going to talk about it now. Give me my goddamn money. So he went down to the girl that was collecting the money for tickets, and he paid me some money out of that. And then he wrote me a check, which I was like, this bitch is going to bounce all over goddamn Harlem. I mean, what the fuck? But I took it, and I deposited the check, and it did. It cleared. You know what I mean? But I was like, I don't need this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? I said, you are playing games with people, and you're playing with people's lives. I said, Paulie, you end up getting fucked up. I said, I'm telling you. I said, if you hadn't paid my money, I was going to fuck you up. Seriously. He was like, no, Jack, it ain't like that. We're better than that, and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, go suck a dick. I'm like, whatever.
Was that one of the worst lies that he has ever told you or any of the boys?
Probably.
Shit. Now, can you think of any other infamous lies that he has told any of you, to you or any of the boys in the back, where he's just like, you know that's fucking bullshit, right?
Dude, he lied all the time.
You just assumed anything he said was a lie?
He lied all the time. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, are you calling me a liar? I said, no, I'm calling you a motherfucking liar. I said, because you a goddamn lying. You know what I mean? I said, I don't need this shit. I said, you pay me my goddamn money or I'm going to fucking choke you.
And I'm assuming he just folded to that kind of pressure.
Yeah.
Did you ever once have to get physical with him at all? Was there ever a moment where he had to stand up where you're just like, look, man, you're going to make me get out my fucking chair?
No, he paid me.
Was there anybody that, outside of you, that had that same kind of respect and clout backstage where Paul wouldn't fuck
I don't
him?
Know, and I didn't give a fuck about nobody else but me getting paid. I didn't give a fuck who else didn't get paid. I was worried about me.
So you didn't play any of the backstage politics, none of the fucking games that the little boys play?
Nope.
None. You just went to the show, did your shit, got your paycheck, left.
Yeah.
Shit. Where did they normally find you backstage?
Up top. In Philly, we had a downstairs and upstairs where we got dressed. And I was usually upstairs, snorting coke.
Were you normally up there by yourself?
Yep. Me and Sammy.
Okay, we're going to get back on the topic of you leaving ECW. Do you still talk to Sandman?
When I see him on the road.
Hell yeah. I'm guessing he's been doing... You haven't seen him since this fucking shit has gone down, so you don't keep in contact with him or any of the boys.
No.
Okay. All right. So did that start when you left ECW, you not keeping in any... I know you said you kind of kept to yourself, but I'm sure you had to have at least a fucking friend there. Everyone's got a friend.
The only person that I talked to on a regular was Todd Gordon. As far as the boys, I never talked to them. Gary Wolf keeps in touch with me on holidays. Jerry Lynn called me and wished me happy holiday. Besides that, I never kept in touch with any of them.
So right now, the people not on a New Jack shit list, Todd Gordon, Jerry Lynn, and the one half of the Pitbulls.
And Mustafa.
And Mustafa.
Yeah.
Okay. When was the last time you talked to Mustafa?
Last week.
Last week? Hell yeah. How's he doing?
He's all right.
That's good. That's good to hear. Now, the day you left, you cashed the check, you went to XPW, you took a couple, Did you take any time off after XPW, or what did you do?
About a month.
About a month?
About a month.
Okay. Now, we're going to fast forward a little bit to 2004. You get a phone call. Tell us about that phone call from the WWE.
They invited me to come up and do a dark match.
A dark match.
A dark match.
Like, as in, we want the fans to kind of slowly be funneling either in or out of the building while you're out in the ring performing.
We've never seen you before. We want the fans to see who New Jack is.
So they've never seen.
I'm like, yeah, okay. So the kid I was working, I told him all this shit we was going to do during the match. And he was like, Jack, I'm with you. Just whatever you want to do, whatever. The agent at the time, I think it was Arn Anderson. He went back and told Vince all this shit that I had, that he heard me talking about doing during my match. And I walked past the board, which has the names of who you're working and what time, how long you got in the ring, whatever. I noticed my name was wiped off.
Hey, that's not a good look for them.
No. And I was like, okay. So I went to him and I said, what's going on? I said, y'all took my name off the fucking board. He was like, well, we got some other changes, but go get your money from Pat Patterson and we'll be in touch. I'm like, cool, fuck it. When he got my money, I went to a fucking seafood bar and got me something to eat and said, fuck it. Went to a hotel, went to sleep, got up the next morning, went and turned the rental car in and flew back to Atlanta.
All right, so we're gonna try to plug some of the holes in this story. Do you know who got you the, for lack of a better term, the call from them? Like, normally it's someone's like, hey, we need to look at New Jack, yada,
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Now, 2004 did have a lot of former ECW guys walking around backstage on both Raw and SmackDown. Do you think any of them, including Tommy Dreamer, Nunzio?
Again, I have no idea.
Again,
no we can idea. We can sit here and guess all night long.
All day, all night.
I have no fucking idea.
Okay. Obviously, Paul Heyman had nothing to do with that shit. Did you see him or any of the other ECW guys backstage while you were there?
Nope.
So there were no fun, happy interactions with anybody? Was there anybody that you talked to back there that you were just like, holy shit, I wish that we would have worked together in the past or things like that?
Dean Malenko. He told me, he said, Jack, whatever you do, don't speak to Vince McMahon.
So of all the people that work there, all the fucking 300 people that are on that Thursday night production at the time, only one motherfucker spoke to you.
Yeah.
And gave any advice of anything that should be done or not done.
He said, whatever you do, don't speak to Vince McMahon. He said, if you pass him in the hallway, don't speak to him.
And you and Malenko, are you old friends from...
No.
Not old friends, but you guys familiar with each other?
No. Yeah, I'm familiar with him, but I wasn't friends with him.
So he wasn't looking out for you. It was just more of a, hey, let me put you in your place type shit.
Right. So what I did, when I saw Vince, he walked by. I was like, hey, Vince, how you doing? I'm New Jack. Thanks for the opportunity.
Did he have any clever retort?
Oh, no problem. You're welcome. Good luck. I'm like, yeah. And I kept walking.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, who in the fuck? They didn't tell me don't speak to this motherfucker. Fuck him.
You're a grown man. You should be able to talk to whoever the fuck you want to.
Exactly.
Now, did you have any heat with Arn after seeing that your name was erased off the board? Seeing his, or allegedly you think he was allegedly the person to get the match scratched.
I don't know, Arn. So if he did it, he did it. I don't know.
Now, do you know any of the spots that you, or at least the spot that you think that they were going to shut that got your name erased off the board?
We went over so much shit, I couldn't tell you.
So you had like 20 minutes planned out.
Yeah.
Dives.
The one thing I was going to do, I told him, I said, I'm going to set you up in a corner of the guardrail. I'm going to get a chair and run off and do a dive and hit you in the head.
And there, it's not a hardcore match, though.
No, it's not.
So you were just going to go out there and turn it into a hardcore match?
Yeah.
Why the fuck do they have rules then, Jack?
I don't give a fuck. That's what I did. That's what I did.
Were you going to grab a microphone and be like, hey, this is now a hardcore match?
Fuck that. This is what I did. This is what got me to the goddamn dance. This is what I did.
Goddamn, you are right. That is 110% correct. Now, what was the atmosphere like? I know that's a weird question, but there was a lot of transition during that time. A lot of places had just closed the doors. Was it a tense atmosphere from any vibes that you got back there? Any of that shit, man? You know I got to ask you these questions because they're going to fucking want to know at home.
I mean, everybody spoke. Hey, New Jack, how you doing? Good to see you, bro. This, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And that was it. And then they all went in that and sit in the... I hope I get a match. Oh, please, I hope I get a match. And I was walking around like, I don't give a fuck. They asked me to go in the back and cut a promo. What's the guy's name? The Brooklyn Brawler.
Yes.
He was handling that. So he said, New Jack, cut a promo. And I was like, all right. So they had this announcer, which was green as fucking baby shit. They wanted him to interview me. And I came out and I basically dogged him. I just dogged the shit out of him. And I cut my promo. And he was like, that was fucking great. He was like, that was fucking great.
And that person was Michael Cole. No.
Was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
But I did it.
So, I mean, that it's good to hear that they at least knew not to fuck with you at that rate.
Yeah.
You know, like, so your legend definitely preceded you there. You said that Arn was the agent for that. we're at the point now. That tryout's done. What did you think afterwards? Did you think, like, hey, these motherfuckers just screwed me? Were you just over the whole business? I mean, like, what's going through your mind? You get told that you're given this big opportunity, and then somebody fucks you over the day of. At least you got to have some kind of emotional attachment with that or being about that.
I didn't care.
You didn't give a fuck?
No, I didn't care.
You knew that you were just going to at least get other bookings, like, on the indies and still?
Yeah, I didn't care.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to talk about your website, theonlynewjack.com. Theonlynewjack.com, of course, is your official website where they can get 8x10s and autographed books from you. And hell, they can even have their own personal New Jack safe space. Jack, you did one this week. How was that for you?
It went good.
Anything interesting happened while you were on the interwebs talking to the fans?
They bought my shit.
And then they bought more of your shit.
They bought more of my shit. That's all I need. That's all I need for them to do. Ask me questions, buy my shit, get the fuck on.
Support black business.
Yeah.
Fucking right. This is also sponsored by, well, I'm sorry. No, we're going to stick with this sponsorship. TheOnlyNewJack.com, of course, New Jack's official website. Reach out. Contact him. There's a fucking contact you page on there. Where they can. Do you read all the emails or is it the missus?
I read them.
Hell yeah. So you know that New Jack is the person reading all your emails. Our other sponsor is also HighSpots.com. HighSpots.com, of course, a place where you can get all sorts of wrestling paraphernalia, whether you're a promoter, fan, or everything in between. I don't know what the fuck is in between a promoter and a fan. I guess a wrestler.
Right.
Be a wrestler. wrestler. Highspots.com, and of course, highspotsauctions.com. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, brand new auctions up every week at highspotsauctions.com. And once again, I hate to go back to it, but New Jack, you have a fucking cameo, man. This shit is 2020. You can have access to New Jack anytime you fucking want, or at least that he wants to fucking talk to you, at cameo.com/NewJack187. New Jack, if it was 1996 and someone approached you to do a fucking cameo, would that have just blown your fucking mind?
Yeah.
Would you even known what the fuck to say at that point? Which, like, hey, you just got to talk to the fans on a consistent basis every day now.
Probably not.
Do you think that that this whole internet thing has killed kayfabe?
Kayfabe been dead for years. It's been dead a long time, way before the internet.
Well, come on, kayfabe's alive a little bit.
Bullshit, kayfabe is dead.
Kayfabe's a little bit alive.
They done took kayfabe and ran that shit in the ground. It is dead.
Kayfabe is still
you
alive,
got motherfuckers
Jack.
On the internet showing you how to fucking get color. And they bleeding, and then they friends after the match. They go back to the locker room, they drink, they go to the hotel, they go to the bar. Kayfabe is fucking dead.
Kayfabe is alive and well, Jack.
My
how do you
dick.
Think we don't have spoilers anymore? There's no spoilers.
I don't give a fuck what you say. Kayfabe is dead.
Kayfabe is alive. It's not very alive. It's on its last legs, but kayfabe is alive. It's not.
You believe. You're the same guy that took a bump from a bitch, and you gonna tell me that kayfabe is alive. Fuck you. Kayfabe is fucking dead. You motherfucker, you.
And you can get other hot takes like that on cameo.com/newjack187. He will shout at you that kayfabe is fucking dead, people. That's what you can get if you head over to cameo.com/newjack187.
My man, what's your name again?
He's talking to you.
Darius Lockhart.
Huh? Darius Lockhart.
Darius Lockhart. He's a new and upcoming motherfucking New Jack. You're going to see a whole lot of him. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to show you that kayfabe is dead. The motherfucker got a gimmick that's second to none. And trust me, it's going to happen.
Yeah, that was...
Motherfucker.
We were just trying to plug Cameo.
Turn my mic on.
We were just trying to plug Cameo.
I don't even talk about Cameo. Cameo got me paid. Cameo paid my rent this week. God damn it. They paid my rent. I did so many fucking cameos. Rent paid. Me and my wife going out there for dinner at Chima's in fucking Charlotte, North Carolina. And you best believe it's the motherfucking bomb. Believe it. Believe it.
All right, and welcome back to New Jack's Safe Space Podcast. Jack, you did an autograph signing for our great sponsor at highspots.com, and while we were off the air for a brief moment, you told me a very unsettling story about you and your wife. Please tell this to the fans at home so they can understand the type of wild fucking man that you are, New Jack.
Mike at Highspots told me to sign 5,000 pictures. They paid me. But this motherfucker was like, Jack, sign 5,000 pictures and we'll pay you. And I was like, Mike, you can kiss my ass. This is a lot of goddamn work. And I took the pictures home, spread them out on the table, and signed them. For two nights straight, I was up to like 4 in the morning.
Jesus.
Signing goddamn pictures. And it went from looking like my autograph to looking like some shit that El Mafud was signing. It was terrible. But I signed them.
So you were waking up in the middle of the night, terrified of just pictures. Just having to write down the signature.
Yes, baby. I don't want my dick sucked. That's not the pictures.
Why didn't you just sign it on her head? Put the picture on her head. Get the best of both worlds.
And she was like, no, we got to sign them. I was like, what the fuck? It was terrible.
So Michael should be happy that New Jack went fucking his wife to get that shit done.
Yeah, we got that shit done. And she was sitting there. She was sitting right there beside me. And she was feeding me the pictures. And I was signing.
And, of course, you can get those at highspots.com. But if you want them personalized, head on over to theonlynewjack.com so they can get them personalized and all that good stuff. Once again, this podcast is just a fucking podcast to plug theonlynewjack187.com.
You best
That's
believe.
That's the whole reason why we're doing this. Now, we talked about everything, you know, with some wrestling stuff. Let's talk about life for a minute. Jack, are you aware of what's going on out in the world right now and all the news, all the protests and riots going on in the country?
Yeah, I'm aware of this shit. I ain't got no toilet to be aware of it.
How you feeling about it? You're a black man. Black lives matter to me personally. I, as a black man, they should matter to you as well. How do you feel about it, though?
I think it's all bullshit. The whole coronavirus, I think it's a work. It's all garbage.
Wait, what?
It's a work.
The fuck do you mean it's a work?
It's a work. But it's all garbage. It's bullshit. It's a work.
So you think the entire world decided to shut down just to troll everybody?
I don't give a fuck. It's a work.
How is it a work, Jack? You can't just say it's a work and then not go into any detail.
No, don't tell me what I can. I can say what the fuck I want to say. Okay. It's a goddamn work.
Okay. What evidence do you have that it's a work?
What evidence you had that is true?
I don't know. Niggas coughing on me. I mean, that's a little bit of proof for me. I'm just saying.
Okay, when I came in here, I sneezed. Do I have a coronavirus?
No, because coughing's the symptom of it. It's not sneezing. If you coughed on me, I'd be like, man, I think Jack got the Rona. I'm just saying, Jack, you gotta, if you're going to say that you think that Corona's a hoax.
It's a work.
Okay, give me one reason. Just one reason.
It's all bullshit. It's a work. This is some Donald Trump shit. It's a work. Fuck you. It's a work.
What do you think about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, I'm going to tell you something. If I was a Republican, I would vote that motherfucker in. I'd get me a hat. I'd be like, why can't all niggas get a job?
Jack, God damn it, Jack.
Fuck you. I'd be like, why can't all niggas get a job? Forget about welfare. Fuck that. I'll be like, Donald Trump, you're number one. Fuck you. Donald Trump, you're number one.
So I guess you heard that from New Jack. All you niggas out there, get jobs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Get jobs. Get on welfare, motherfuckers. Section 8, abolished.
Jack, you really support Donald Trump. You really think he's making America great again.
Yeah. And even though he's going to lose the next goddamn election, but yes, I support Donald Trump.
I'm going to get you a red hat.
Donald Trump sent me a check in the mail. I was like, this, oh, Lord, thank you, Donald Trump. And then went straight up to a goddamn baby mama.
I can't.
What else did you expect coming to my house thinking I was going to be the one that played this fucking bullshit game?
I figured you would at least go, man, fuck Trump. Like, we were all on the same page, but no,
no,
Jack.
Fuck that.
God dang, Jack. Any other takes about today's society? I mean, let's talk about today's world. Any other takes you have on this upcoming election? And what do you think is going to happen? You said that you think Trump's going to lose, but do you think it's going to be a work that he loses, or do you think that this whole thing's rigged? What's your theory on that?
He's going to lose because everybody sees that Donald Trump is not a president.
That nigga's barely a man.
He's going to lose. But for the last 4 years, they have let this motherfucker go in and run wild. And he ain't got a clue about what it takes to run the United States of America. He ain't got a clue. But to sit back and watch him, I've enjoyed it.
So you're taking the entertainment value of the presidency. That's how you're judging his role as president.
Yes.
Wait, so by that logic, you should be the fucking president.
You might as well. Goddamn, you damn right.
So are you going to run with Kanye? Is it going to be Kanye West New Jack 2020?
I don't like Kanye.
What the fuck did Kanye, what did Kanye do to you?
Kanye made a song about Magic Johnson not having AIDS. Bullshit. Yes, the fuck he does. And I went and did a goddamn promo, and I cut a promo about that motherfucker, and I mentioned it. I'm like, you have lost your fucking mind.
So
no, I don't want to be the vice president of Kanye.
Okay, who are you gonna run with then, Jack? If you're gonna run, we're throwing the high heat here. Who you running with?
Boosie Collins.
So apparently,
me and Boosie, ooh, make my phone to be fun.
I'm voting for you and Bootsy.
You damn right.
That's definitely a ticket I can get behind. Jack, we are running out of time for today's episode. I thought it'd be good though for you to give everybody out there on the internet a weekly piece of advice. We're going to be doing this weekly. So every week I want you to come up with a piece of advice to give the fans at home. So right now, we're going to take a moment for New Jack to just give some friendly life advice.
Cross your hands.
Cross my hands like I'm praying?
Yes.
Okay.
Dear people out in goddamn the internet land, please believe that New Jack did not vote for Donald Trump. But this next election coming up, I'm voting for Donald Trump because I want all niggas to get off fucking welfare and get a goddamn real job.
And I don't think that's advice.
And if y'all don't like what I'm saying, suck a dick.
This has been the first and possibly now only episode, if they don't pass off the air, of the New Jack Safe Space podcast. I am the